So today we continue in the topic of Beis Medrash on page 239, the learning today should be Yischus Lenishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be Yischus for Fu Shleim of Chaim Moshe Shu ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Min HaRachol, Chanaliah ben Shein HaRachol, Abadati ben Perel, and Rabbi Zucker Avram Nisanel ben, was it Mashalibah, I think. And should also be Yischus for all those in the Makam Sakon in Eretz Yisrael, including Daniel Shlomo ben Rastekan, Israel Baruch ben Penina. So the topic of Beis Medrash, he talks about Amr Chazal in Paga Bacha Menuvel Zeh. The Gemara, it's Gemara Tzukah, Gemara Kedushin, that if you meet this Menuvel, which is the Yetzahara, Mashchei le Beis HaMedrash, schlep him into the Beis HaMedrash. Im Evan Hu, if he is harsh as a stone, meaning the Yetzahara is very strong, then Nimayach, it's going to dissolve. In Barzil, if it's like iron, in Barzil Hu, it's going to shatter. So basically, Taira, what he's talking now is the idea that not about, you know, when we were talking about Beis Knesset, we're talking about how to act. We're talking now about Beis Medrash. We're starting about not talking about how to behave there, but rather what's the purpose of it. And the purpose really is Taira. Taira dissolves, Taira breaks a Yetzirah, even if it's a very strong one. The main role of the Beis Medrash is to be a place where people learn Taira together. It's therefore the proper thing to do is to designate a place in every city, that should be set aside as a study hall, where Torah is learned publicly. So there should be this place where people know if they need a share, if they want to learn barabim, that they go to this place. And if you have tamid chachamim in that city, that they should gather there every day and every night, and that is where ideally shiurim should occur. And in addition, it should be a place where you have a set time for learning bi'yun, b'makam shalibam chafetz, whatever topic you want, but that should be the place where you learn. So you don't have people, you don't have people learning in individually, everyone in their home, where you would think, what's the big deal? So you go into your office and learn what your chavrus at home. What he's saying now is that, no, it's appropriate that all things being equal, that you should go with your chavrusa to the Beis Medrash, and everyone should come with their chavrusa to the Beis Medrash. And as anyone knows from their days in yeshiva, when you walked into the Beis Medrash and it was empty, and it was, let's say, I don't know, a day before Bein Hazmanim and half the place checked out, or it was a night seder and half the place checked out, it's very hard to learn. When you walk in and there's a rash of Taira and people are learning, it's a lot easier, a lot conducive for you to get into it. So I'm sure that's part of it. He says, "B'makom shli mechavitz, whatever topic you want, begefes." Gefes is his mnemonic, or his acronym rather, for Gemara, Rashi. Pei is Perish Rashi and Taisvus. So he's saying to learn with Gemara, Rashi, Taisvus, bePaiskim Chadayma or Paiskim and others. Yamru Chazal, Oyev Hashem She'arim Mamitzionah BaAlacha Mikol. That the study of Halacha is especially precious in the eyes of Hashem, because Chazal taught that Hashem loves gatherings, but the kinesias of Atamid Rashas that occur in the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset, meaning that is where Halacha is decided. So you have all these stories of the Amirayim that this person said this, and then this person said that, all of that back and forth, the Shaka V'Tayya that happened in the Gemara, and the ultimate Psak happened because they were bouncing one off the other in a Beis Medrash, in an environment that was conducive for the learning to take place. And as a famous member of Chazal, that the only place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world is four Amas of Halacha. Meaning that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves is that when we have a thirst to gain knowledge of what is required of us. So to learn for the purpose of learning, which a lot of us do, we learn a lot of, I guess, topics that are a lot of times theoretical. That is certainly, you know, I'm not downplaying it, and there's certainly place for it. I mean, a lot of the daf that we learn is theoretical, right? You're learning a lot of, we're going to get to Kachim soon. I mean, Kachim right now, nowadays, is not really so relevant, most of it. You know, we talk about Gittin, we talk about Yevamos. I mean, these Masechtas are full of halachas that are not so relevant. But there's also a point for a Seder in Halach Lamaisa. So I remember in my yeshiva, first Seder of the day was in Mishnah Brura, Halach Lamaisa. When you are going for your smicha, you're learning Shulchan Aruch, Shach, Taz, Magen Avraham, you're learning Paiskim, again, Halacha L'maisa, because that is the main purpose, is Lilmaid L'lamed Y, Lishmar V'lasa Silakayin. The point of Torah is not all just theoretical. He certainly gets char for limud, but it's also to put into practice. He says having a base rosh is important for people who are amei aratzim, who just want to come together to learn. He talks about this specific sefer called Chaykli Yisrael. This sefer was a compilation of Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, and Zohar. So basically, it was the equivalent of, you know, chitas, what the Lubavitchers have, where they learn a little bit of Tanakh. Chitas is Chumash. What's Tanakh? Talmud. What's Torah? Whatever. I don't remember what it is. And then Tanya. Right. So they learn a little bit of everything. So it's the same idea. We have to. They came out with this thing, daily dose of learning, where it's a Mishnah, a halacha, a piece of Musar, a story, Art Scroll put it out. So Chokli Shal was very similar. It was every day broken up into digestible things. It was like the limud for that day. And it was different parts. It wasn't just Daf Yomi of Gemara, it was different parts. Uba Erev Gan Ken Yomadu Barab and Mikra Mishnah. He says, and then at night you learn Chumash, you learn Mishnahis together. He says, and now that they have a place to focus, now that they have a place to come together, they will take upon themselves a point, basically a Talmud Chacham, who he's going to go into now to esoteric stuff. So he's going to give you your dose of Agadita, your dose of Halacha L'maisa, and your Musar, because you're talking about an Am Aretz, someone who doesn't learn. So someone who doesn't learn needs Musar. Someone who doesn't learn needs Halacha from someone who's able to paskin. And obviously, someone who doesn't know how to learn is not going to get into a proper understanding of the more esoteric Agadita. Ubaze Yikaimu V'Gisa B'Yam V'Layli. He says, in this way, you'll fulfill V'gisa b'yom v'layla. Now, v'chem b'chol leil ha'shir she'yipu midrash. He says on all Friday nights when you have time, you should have a shir. Yikpu b'medrash. You should come to shul and you should have a shir. Although this is very controversial nowadays, because I know there are some rabbanim that say that's the worst time, because that's a lot of times the family time where you have family time without interruption. But yet it's brought down in the Zohar many places that that is the ideal time for Torah learning, that Friday night you get in because of the Neshama Yisera, and because, you know, your work for that day is done and there's really no distractions, it's a perfect time for a person to go and learn. So a little, I guess you'd have to ask your LOR in terms of what's the right thing for you. Our Rav gives a shir, so, you know, I guess for us, we should be going to that shir. V'yomadu dinam l'dasa skuki elikim yas teresav, to learn halachas, learn about the chukim of Hashem, learn about teachings, ushali mudim k'kai mishnayis, Idra Tehillim, to learn about Mishnayos, Sefer Idra, it's basically on Zohar, and then learn about Tehillim. He says it's also very appropriate for a person to chazer the 613 mitzvahs, in that way to be mekayim what it says in Hosea, that when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so Unishalma Parim, in order to fulfill the Karbanos, what do we do? Is Faseinu. Now, that normally means we daven in place of the Karbanos. We say Karbanos. If you ever notice, when you say Karbanos, after each one of the Karbanos, there's a Yiratzain. And there's a question whether you say it on Shabbos, where you say Yiratzain, but the Yiratzain is that my saying of this should be connected that. We say the Ketairas. The saying of the Ketairis is connected, bringing the Ketairis. But what he's saying now also is it's not just for Kabbanos, it's really for everything. He says, if you learn about a mitzvah, learning about the mitzvah, you now get credit for doing that mitzvah. So if you learn about Bikurim, you learn about Mitzvah Satulias Baretz, when you learn about Shemitah, Yovel, you get credit for doing the mitzvah just by learning about it. It's appropriate for a person not to withhold this goodness from himself. Don't refrain from going to the Beis Medrash, afilu pamechas, even don't even miss it one time. So if you have a shir, regular shir, don't skip it, even once. Don't let your Yetzahara fool you with different things that you're busy with. Oh, you know, you're gonna gain more by not going to this shir because you'll listen to this recording. Or you're going to gain more by not going to this shir because, you know, there's gemilas chasadim to do. So if you're going to rob yourself of various... if you're going to allow the Yetzirah to convince you to do other things that are alternatives to the Beis Medrash, on a regular basis, he said, then you have to be wary of that and avoid it. He says it's a fact that learning Torah together with others, okay, so what I talked about, learning in a Beis Medrash where other people are, has a greater impact to please and find favor in front of Hashem. And he says, especially when it comes to Pilpul, because you can't get to the amkus of something unless there's a back and forth. So if you don't have someone to be connected to, you don't have a chavrusa, and then you don't have a shalom eshev, and you don't have a rav, and you don't have someone to have a back and forth with, you'll never get to the amkus. Famous Gemara, that after Reish Lakish died, so Rabbi Yochanan was given another chavrusa, and the chavrusa brought him a whole bunch of rayas. I don't remember who it was, but brought him a whole bunch of rayas. So Rabbi Yochanan lamented. He said, you're bringing me a whole bunch of rayas, whatever, let's say 25 rayas. I don't remember. It's Gemara Bat Mitzvah. So he says, you're bringing me 25 rayas. He said, Reish Lakish used to bring me 25 kashas. He used to be able to fight me. And in that way, we would get to the end. And Rabbi Yochanan sort of lost his desire for living because he wasn't being Mekayim Torah the right way. Or at least according to his standard that he was used to. Uksiv cherev el abadim. And similarly, it says there's a sword against those who are alone. Says there's a sword against the enemies of Tamid HaChamim who sit alone and learn Torah individually. This is also brought down. I think it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. I think it was him that his wife, whoever it was someone mentioned in Pirkei Avos, that he was the top Talmud of, I believe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but I might be wrong. But basically, his wife told him not to go to the Beis Medrash and to stay in the city and learn. I believe it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And as a result, he fell tremendously because he wasn't around. Yeah, he was learning. I mean, he was spending every minute learning, but it wasn't to the same level. So he wasn't skipping a Seder, but because he wasn't together with others, he lost out tremendously. He wasn't in the yeshiva environment. Says not only that, but it becomes foolish because you start to make mistakes and you don't have anyone to keep you in check. Says not only that, but you become a sinner because now you're going to rely on the psak that you did when you didn't do enough engaging with others to come to the right pshat. Torah is gathered through interaction with others. Okay, let's do a drop more and then we'll stop. Says most certainly when someone's attempting to clarify halacha, you need other people. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when Rava was given a shiloh of a treifa, he did all the butchers together, the guys who were experts in examining animals for tarfas. And Amar, he said, that I do this so that each of us will get only a chip in the beam. What does that mean, a chip in the beam? So what the basic understanding of the Gemara is, so that in case there was a mistake, so they're all, you know, we're all in it together. So we're not all going to get punished. We're all going to get a chelik of the punishment. But the Peleoid's understanding is a little different. He's saying that he wanted all the experts in the field so that everyone would be able to give their opinion and in that way, hopefully get. In other words, we're all a chip in the beam, not we're all getting punished, but rather we're all going to what's the word? Contribute, that's the word. We're all going to contribute to clarification of the halacha. So that's what he's saying. He says, and if that's what Rava said, then we who are orphans, the sons of orphans, what are we to answer? In other words, how could we take it upon ourselves if Rava was such a great Amora with not paskin without having other people to assist him? Then certainly us should not be paskining alone. And again, this is all going back to the proper use of a Beis Medrash is a place for gatherings of Torah, certain times more auspicious than others. But in general, don't shy away from attending a public shir, a shir that's given berabim in a Beis Medrash, and don't allow the Yetzer to give you these ideas of you have alternatives, they're okay alternatives. If they're not taking place in berabim, then there's less to them, even if it's something that's more appealing, but there's less, it's going to be less potent than a learning, a lima, that's a shir that's being done berabim.